Migrants Spend Frigid Christmas Morning on El Paso Streets. By Bob Price on December 25, 2022. Large groups of migrants woke up Christmas morning on the streets of El Paso as temperatures fell into the 20s. City officials placed buses near migrant encampments to serve as warming stations for those who either refused to go to shelters or were ineligible for federally funded shelters. El Paso leaders extended the city's declaration for another 30 days on Friday as migrants continued to cross the border from Juarez, Mexico, El Paso Matters reported. The move provides resources for the city to provide shelter for migrants as freezing conditions continue. "We were able to get 238 people off the streets last night," Mayor Oscar Leeser said during the meeting. Biden administration policies prohibit migrants who crossed the border and were not apprehended and processed by Border Patrol agents from being admitted to federally funded shelters, Breitbart Texas reported. Most of the migrants in this category are Venezuelans who are still subject to expulsion from the U.S. under Title 42. Many migrants remained camped out on city streets covered from head to toe in donated clothing items, ABC 7 reported. While some migrants were ineligible for shelter, others refused to go to temporary shelters set up by the city. A migrant situational awareness dashboard published by the city of El Paso shows that Border Patrol officials released nearly 4,000 into the city last week. This follows more than 10,000 released the week before. City officials parked buses on curbsides near migrant camps to provide warmth for those who need it, the El Paso Times reported. City leaders also demanded action from the White House, a call that will likely go unanswered. The El Paso Times quoted two city council representatives. "I believe President Joe Biden needs to come to El Paso," said outgoing Council Representative Claudia Rodriguez. Representative Isabel Salcido said, "I do believe Biden needs to come here to El Paso." Mayor Leeser announced FEMA will send an additional $7 million in assistance to the city and El Paso County. Red Cross officials also announced they are bringing 10,000 cots to place in makeshift shelters. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.